You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, September 22nd. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. I just said it. This is the NFL, which, say it with me, is a quarterback league. So we start our daily kickoff in quarterback corner. The Houston Texans placed quarterback Tyrod Taylor on injured reserve. So it's this year's third round pick, Davis Mills, for at least the next 3 weeks, starting on Thursday against who? The undefeated Carolina Panthers, who would have thought. We'll see if Houston opts to bring in a former Panther in Cam Newton after watching whatever it is that takes place on Thursday night. We continue in Indianapolis, where the Colts continue to monitor Carson Wentz, who is currently booted up, riding around that facility on a scooter, not the fun kind of scooter. Wentz has two sprained ankles, which happens to be the maximum ankles you can have sprained at one time. The Colts have the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. And finally, in Pittsburgh, Steelers quarterback Big Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with a left pectoral injury. No update on big money linebacker TJ Watt, who at this stage is probably more important than Big Ben. From quarterback corner, RJ, it's cowboy corner. And owner Jerry Jones did his weekly appearance on 105.3 The Fan. And he was asked about the status of wide receiver Amari Cooper.
I don't know today. I'm hopeful those ribs can get comfortable enough for him to play by the weekend, but I don't know.
Cooper isn't the only Cowboy fantasy players are keeping an eye on at the moment, as running back Tony Pollard looks like he might be the best option in Dallas. Not good for Zeke owners. Here's what Jones had to say about a possible running back by committee.
You do what makes the first down, or you do what gets the most yards, or ultimately wins the game, and that's where it all comes. The facts are that we really have an outstanding situation here, that Pollard gets up on him so fast and can really surprise the defense. He's stronger than he looks, but he just has got so sudden. It's got such a burst. And then Zeke, you don't even need to describe him. He's as powerful in terms of, I'm going to overuse the word, but his burst, I mean to tell you, he punishes the hell out of those defenders. And both of those are going to be a real staple for us as we get into the season.
Another note here, the Cowboys are expecting defensive end Randy Gregory to return from that COVID-19 situation on Wednesday. Dallas takes on those pesky Philadelphia Eagles this week on Monday Night Football. Another corner, it's Chubb's corner. The Denver Broncos announced linebacker Bradley Chubb will undergo a procedure on his ankle on Wednesday. Chubb injured the ankle in the second quarter against the Jacksonville Jaguars this past weekend.
Not being able to be there is going to be very frustrating, but I'm going to push everything I can to get back to these games, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later. And my mindset is just going to be attacking 100% every day.
Yeah, NFL Network suggested that it could be a 6 to 8 week recovery for Chubb. They have the New York Jets in the late game slate this weekend. A shame for Chubb, as he would have likely had an interception in that game. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, Jets fans. I had to do it. No more corners to get to. Just that Wednesday speed round you know and love. The Cleveland Browns announced that wide receiver Jarvis Landry has been placed on injured reserve due to an MCL injury. That's at least 3 weeks for him. This coincides with Odell Beckham Jr.'s probable 2021 debut this weekend against the Chicago Bears. So a little bit of a bad news, good news situation in Cleveland. The Green Bay Packers waived tight end Jay Sternberger, a 2019 third-round pick, in somewhat of a surprise. We'll keep an eye on where he ends up. He's probably not done yet. The Steelers signed free agent pass rusher Taco Charlton to their practice squad. How about some punter news? The Atlanta Falcons signed 39-year-old punter Dustin Colquitt to the practice squad. They want to get away from the shanked punts of Cameron Nizalik. The Falcons also worked out veteran wide receiver John Smoke Brown. Brown played for the Buffalo Bills last year before landing with the Las Vegas Raiders, but he asked the Raiders for his release at the end of the preseason, and that was granted. So we will see if the Falcons get the smoke, just like you have gotten all of that smoke here on the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, September 22nd. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all podcast platforms. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for another episode of NFL University. I hear school will be in session, but for right now, I'm out of here. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
The Current podcast is back with an exciting new season featuring marketing executives from the world's most influential brands. Tune in to hear what's driving conversation in the fast-moving world of digital advertising with unique insights from brands as diverse as Hilton, Instacart, Moderna, Major League Soccer, and more. And in this presidential election season, The Current explores what a national political advertiser like the National Republican Senatorial Committee and a major CPG brand like Hershey can learn from each other. Listen in and subscribe to The Current at thecurrent.com or wherever you get your podcasts.